We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, proudly presented by Emprise Bank. Coming up, the latest episode of 10 Things with former Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel, giving you all the stats, stories, rankings, and records you can handle for the next 30 minutes. 10 Things is presented by Kansas City Strength and Conditioning. For the baseball or softball player you know who is looking to get better, call KC Strength and Conditioning. This is what they do. And now, let's go to BJ Kissel for the latest installment of 10 Things.
What's going on, Chiefs Kingdom? How about that? Chiefs claim AFC Championship with a 23-20 win over the Bengals on Sunday night and head to their third Super Bowl in the past 4 years, this time to face the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm BJ Kissel. Thanks for tuning into this episode of 10 Things presented by KC Strength and Conditioning. If you know somebody who needs baseball or softball training, ages 8 to 18 in the Kansas City area, call my friend John Renzi at 913-638-8960. They've sent hundreds of players to college and to the pros. They know what they're doing and they will treat you the right way. That's KC Strength and Conditioning. All right. This show is about information. If you haven't watched or listened to this before, we call it 10 things. It's actually going to be 15 things today, as it usually is more than 10 things. We're definitely gonna have to change the name of the show for next year, but appreciate everybody for hanging out. It's stats, it's records, it's nuggets, fun things to help you look smarter to your friends when you're standing around having conversations about that game from Sunday night. A lot of fun info coming out of that win. So let's get into the 10 things I think you should know following the Chiefs 23-20 win over the Bengals. A lot of this information is coming via the Chiefs communication department. So appreciate all the hard work that all of those men and women are putting into putting this information together. Again, it looks a little different, not in my usual spot, because we are still out in Las Vegas covering the East-West Shrine Bowl with the whole KC laboratory crew, along with Tucker Franklin and Michaela Bennett. We've got a lot of really good content coming for you once we get into draft season. But considering all the players and coaches we're going to be down here right now, it's a great opportunity to come watch them play, get some takes, and sit down with the players, which we will be doing later this afternoon as we record this. But let's get into the 10 things right now. Number one, Andy Reid cementing his place in NFL history. Sunday's victory marked the 11th postseason win for Andy Reid as head coach of the Chiefs, where he started back in 2013, extending his franchise record with the 10 postseason victories as head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles from 1999 to 2012. Andy Reid is the only head coach in NFL history to have 10 or more postseason wins with two different franchises. His 21 postseason wins move him into sole possession of second most postseason wins in NFL history, breaking a tie with Pro Football Hall of Fame coach Tom Landry, who had also had 20 wins. He now only trails Bill Belichick's NFL record of 31 playoff wins. Might have a chance. We'll try to ask Bill Belichick about that, considering he's out here coaching one of the teams for the East-West Shrine Bowl. But again, reiterating that fact that the head coach of our franchise, the Kansas City Chiefs, now has the second most postseason wins in NFL history. So maybe people like myself should not question his decision to punt the ball with 2 minutes to go in the AFC Championship game, because it worked out. And obviously he knows what he's doing. But again, surpassing Tom Landry. It's already ahead of Don Shula, Joe Gibbs, just a few of the names that Andy Reid has recently passed with all of his postseason success. Reid is also one of three coaches to lead a team to five consecutive conference title games, tying Pro Football Hall of Fame coach John Madden, who did five with Oakland for the second longest streak in NFL history, and trailing only Bill Belichick, who had eight, obviously, with the New England Patriots. Reid also led the Philadelphia Eagles to four consecutive NFC championship games from 2001 to 2004. And Reid is the only coach in NFL history to lead two different teams to streaks of at least four straight conference title games. All right, let's move on to number two. With appearances in Sunday's AFC championship game against the Bengals, both tight end Travis Kelce and long snapper James Winchester both recorded their 17th postseason game in a Chiefs uniform, extending their franchise record. Kicker Harrison Butker and defensive tackle Chris Jones each appeared in their 14th career postseason game with the Chiefs, moving into a tie for fourth place for most postseason appearances in team history. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes and defensive tackle Derek Nnadi each appeared in their 13th career postseason game for the club, tying for the sixth most in franchise history. All right, moving on to number three, Patrick Mahomes reaching 30 touchdown throws with his two touchdown passes in Sunday's game against the Bengals on one leg. Patrick Mahomes now owns 32 career passing touchdowns in postseason action. He is now tied with Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback Dan Marino for eighth place on that list. All right, I'm going to say this one more time. Patrick Mahomes now is tied for the eighth most touchdown passes in NFL postseason history. He's 27 years old. He's only been the starting quarterback, I believe, for 5 years. It was his fifth season with the Kansas City Chiefs, passing tie with Kurt Warner. Is now tied with Dan Marino. The guys above him on this list: Ben Roethlisberger, Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, Joe Montana, and then Tom Brady's way up there with 88 touchdown passes, almost double the tied for second place between Joe Montana and Aaron Rodgers. If you're thinking how much further could Patrick Mahomes go up this list in the Super Bowl game, Patrick Mahomes to move into eighth place, sole possession of eighth place. Obviously, he just need one touchdown pass, but Ben Roethlisberger is the next guy on that list with 36 touchdown passes. So Mahomes would have to throw four touchdown passes in the Super Bowl against the Eagles to tie for seventh all time. And then one touchdown above that, Drew Brees. So Mahomes have to throw five touchdowns in the Super Bowl to tie Drew Brees for sixth all time. He's got plenty of time. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. The Eagles, phenomenal team. We will have a lot of content, a lot of time to break that game down with a couple weeks before the Super Bowl. All right, let's move on to number four. Patrick Mahomes adds another 100-plus rating game. Mahomes finished the game with 29 completions on 43 attempts against the Bengals for 326 yards and two touchdowns and no interceptions. That was good for a 105.4 passer rating. It marks Mahomes' ninth career postseason game with 100 or better passer rating, tying Brett Favre and Russell Wilson for the fourth most in NFL history. Mahomes' 326 passing yards in Sunday's game were also the third most in a single postseason game of his career. He now owns five 300 or more passing yard games in his postseason career. Mahomes owns a 10-3 record, which is a 769 career postseason winning record. Lot of stats for all these guys. And here's another one. Here's the Travis Kelce section of today's show. Moving on to number five, Kelce shoots up receiving yards chart with his 78 receiving yards on a team high seven receptions in Sunday's game against the Bengals. Travis Kelce now owns 1,467 career yards receiving in the postseason. He passed tight end Rob Gronkowski, who was in third place with 1,389 on his first reception of the game against the Bengals, and later passed wide receiver Julian Edelman, who's in second place with 1,442 receiving yards for the second most postseason receiving yards by any pass catcher in NFL history. Travis Kelce now only trails Pro Football Hall of Fame wide receiver Jerry Rice for the most postseason receiving yards in NFL history. It's going to take a hell of a Super Bowl for Travis Kelce to get near Jerry Rice, who's about 800 yards ahead of him on the postseason record. So might take a couple of years for Travis Kelce with all the success that they're having. But again, not just in terms of tight ends, but we're talking pass catchers with Travis Kelce being on list, obviously passing Rob Gronkowski and Julian Edelman. But on fifth place on that list is a guy like Michael Irvin, with all the years that he played with the Cowboys, all the success that they had. I know the game's different, but still, Travis Kelce, second most postseason receiving yards in NFL history. Kelce's 1,467 receiving yards move him in to a tie for first. Excuse me. Guys, sorry, the mic's really sensitive. Gonna have to mark. Shoot. I'll have to figure out where to mark that. All right, Kelce's 1,467 receiving yards move in into first place for the most postseason receiving yards by a tight end in NFL history. Kind of like what we were just talking about. He entered the game on Sunday needing just one receiving yard to pass Gronk for the top spot by a tight end. Again, absolutely special in what we've seen from Travis Kelce and company. Number six, also Travis Kelce, as he passes Jerry Rice for reception streak in the postseason. With Kelce, seven receptions in Sunday's game, he recorded his 17th consecutive postseason game with three or more receptions, accomplishing the feat in every postseason game of his career. He passed Pro Football Hall of Fame wide receiver Jerry Rice, who had 16, for the most consecutive games with three or more catches in NFL postseason history. Number seven. Also, Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce finds pay dirt, moves up charts. With a 14-yard touchdown reception in Sunday's game, Kelce now owns 15 career touchdown catches, extending his postseason franchise record for receiving touchdowns. He has now tied tight end Rob Gronkowski for the most touchdown catches by a tight end in NFL postseason history, and has tied Gronkowski for the second most touchdown receptions by any pass catcher in postseason history, trailing only Pro Football Hall of Fame wide receiver Jerry Rice's 22 touchdown receptions. Again, Travis Kelce tied with Gronk for the most touchdowns in postseason history and only trailing Jerry Rice. He would need seven touchdowns in the in the Super Bowl to tie Jerry Rice. So long ways to go to catch Jerry Rice, but dominating or surpassing, I should say, not dominating, but surpassing and tying Rob Gronkowski for a lot of these different records. All right, number eight, this is a fun one because it's not an individual. It's the duo between Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce as they connected for that touchdown in the second quarter of Sunday's game. It was the pair's 13th postseason touchdown connection. Their 13 scores now sit as the second most between any quarterback and pass catcher in NFL postseason history. They broke a tie with Pro Football Hall of Famers Joe Montana and Jerry Rice, who had 12 touchdown receptions between the two of them, and now only trail, sure you can guess it, Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski, who had 15 touchdown connections between the two of them and their time with the New England Patriots for all those years with Bill Belichick. So a lot of Jerry Rice, a lot of Bill Belichick, a lot of Tom Brady, a lot of Gronk on a lot of these records.
You're listening to the fastest growing sports media network in Kansas City, KC Sports Network. We'll be back right after this. Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Entertain. Educate. Inform. KC Sports Network.
All right, number nine, wide receiver Marquez Valdez-Scantling. found the end zone for the second time this postseason and for the third time in his postseason career, hauling in a 19-yard touchdown pass from Mahomes in the game's third quarter on Sunday. His two touchdown receptions this postseason are tied for the fifth most postseason touchdown catches in Chiefs franchise history. Valdes-Scantling finished the game with a postseason single game career highs with six receptions and 119 yards to go with that touchdown reception. It marks his second career 100-yard postseason game, his first coming as a member of the Green Bay Packers back on January 24th, 2021, where he had four receptions for 115 yards and a tutty. Valdes-Scantling's 116-yard performance marks the 20th 100-yard receiving game in franchise postseason history. He is the first 100-yard performer since Travis Kelce racked up five catches for 108 yards and a touchdown against the Steelers back on January 16th, 2022. I think anybody that may have ever complained about the contract that Marquez Valdes-Scantling got and maybe some inconsistencies that we saw from him early in the year completely were wiped away with some of the some of the plays that he made, not just the one touchdown catch that is going to be on Patrick Mahomes' highlight reel when given context to what he was going through when he made that throw, but some of the contorted catches that Marquez Valdes-Scantling made early in that game came at a time that it was absolutely needed, especially with, and then later in the game with everybody being banged up and three of the receivers going down of the six, I think they had active on game day, just a special performance from Marquez Valdes-Scantling and really etched his name into Chiefs postseason lore and history and all that good stuff because he stepped up when his team needed him the most. We saw that from a lot of dudes in this game against the Bengals, but MVS right up there among the top guys that should be praised and given their flowers. If you listen to the post game show, we gave a lot of flowers out last night, but yeah, MVS, huge performance. Let's move on to number 10. I'm gonna try not to swear. If you listen to any of our other content, our live stream or our post game show last night, got a little excited. A lot of swear words. Won't do that this time. But number 10, Frank Clark cracks the top three in NFL history. Frank Clark recorded 1.5 sacks against the Bengals and Cincinnati quarterback Joe Burrow in Sunday's game, giving him 13.5 career postseason sacks, passing Terrell Suggs for the third most playoff sacks since sacks became an official statistic back in 1982. Of his 13.5 career sacks, 10.5 have come as a member of the Kansas City Chiefs, extending his franchise record. Clark finished the game with three tackles, two of which were solo, including one for loss, three quarterback pressures to go along with the 1.5 sacks that he had in this game. So looking towards the Super Bowl, Frank Clark is one sack shy of tying former Bills great Bruce Smith for second all-time in NFL history in postseason sacks, and he is 2.5 shy of tying Willie McGinnis for the most sacks by a player in NFL postseason history. It's going to be a challenge going up against a phenomenal Philadelphia Eagles offensive line, especially their tackles. Lane Johnson, arguably one of the best tackles, arguably right tackles in all of football. That is not going to be an easy thing to do. You know, they move them around, they stunt, they do all kinds of different things, but it's a great Philadelphia Eagles front. So no jokes here in that regard, but Frank Clark continuing to show his value and why the Chiefs made it a point to bring him back this year on that changed up contract where they went and they figured out a way. He wanted to be here. The Chiefs wanted him to be here, and it was a benefit to the Chiefs and loved everybody celebrating and giving Frank his love because that man has been through a lot and caught a lot of flack for his time in Kansas City. So special to see what Frank has been doing. Let's move on to number 11, Chris Jones. Not just two quarterback takedowns in Sunday's win. A lot was made about Chris Jones, as dominant as he's been, not having a career postseason sack, but he got not only his first sack, but his second sack, dropping Joe Burrow for a 6-yard loss in the first quarter. And then he got a second sack in the closing minute of that game, dropping Burrow for a 7-yard loss to force a 4th-and-15 on a Cincinnati punt, which set up the Chiefs' game winner. Jones finished the game with four tackles, three of which were solo, and three tackles for loss, a game-high 5 quarterback pressures to go along with the two sacks. His two sacks are tied for the third most sacks in a single postseason game in franchise history. The points were made all week, especially with us at KC Sports Network, that this game was going to come down to Chris Jones playing like the Defensive Player of the Year candidate conversation that he had earned to be in that conversation. We needed him to play like the best player out on the field, and he absolutely did that. Shout out to Chris Jones for basically etching his name in the Chiefs Ring of Honor. I know there's a lot that goes into all of that, but I don't think after that performance that anybody could not love to see that man's name up on the Ring of Honor at Arrowhead Stadium one day. Unbelievable performance. He's got one more game to do it and continue this streak, but a phenomenal game, and the Chiefs don't win if Chris Jones doesn't play out of his mind like he did. Number 12, as a group, the Chiefs got 5 sacks in Sunday's win. With those 5 sacks on Joe Burrow in the Bengals, it was tied for the second most sacks in a single postseason game in franchise history. It's the most team sacks since the team had recorded 5 sacks against the Houston Texans back on January 12th, 2020. The only game in which the Chiefs have had more postseason sacks was against Houston back on January 16th, 1994. 9 sacks in that game. Can you imagine if social media was around? They have 9 sacks in a postseason game back in the early 90s. Not that the 9 sacks would have been a reason to have social media back in the 90s. That would have changed a lot of things, I'm sure. But yeah, unbelievable performance from the Chiefs defense again when it was absolutely needed the most. Number 13, another player deserves his flowers. I personally issued an apology on the postgame show because I had said a lot of things. And there's a lot of context to this conversation. It's taken a lot of twists and turns throughout the year. But Harrison Butker got 11 points in Sunday's game with his 3 field goals and 2 extra points, as Butker became the 15th player in NFL history to have at least 100 points scored in the postseason. His 109 points are the 11th most by any player in NFL history and the 7th most by a kicker in NFL history. Butker finished the game going 3 for 3 on his field goals, like I said, including what would become the 45-yard game winner, and was, again, 2 for 2 on the point after attempt. So much was made about Butker's struggles, his ankle, the injury, the holds with Tommy Townsend, all that crap. And in the postseason, when it mattered the most, that group got it done. Dave Tobe, that group got it done. And beyond special teams, which we'll get to here. And you know what? We'll get to Sky Moore here now. Actually, on the last one. Number 14, Chiefs rookie defensive backs. They wasted no time in making an impact in the postseason. Both interceptions for the Chiefs defense tonight were made by rookies, as cornerback Jalen Watson and cornerback Josh Williams each hauled in an interception of Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow. Watson becomes the second player in franchise history to record 2 or more interceptions in a single postseason during their rookie campaign, joining cornerback Jim Marsalis, who had 3 interceptions during his rookie year with the Chiefs back in 1969. Watson also recorded a one-handed interception in the AFC divisional game against the Jaguars to send the Chiefs to the AFC championship game, bringing his postseason total to 2. Williams snagged his first career postseason interception in a pivotal moment in the game when Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow targeted T. Higgins down the field. Rookie safety Brian Cook tipped the pass up in the air beautifully to Josh Williams for that interception. So a little assist there from Brian Cook. Going to spread the love around to all the rookies. Watson finished the game with 4 solo tackles and 2 passes defense to go along with that interception. Williams finished the game with 4 tackles, 3 of which were solo and 1 pass defense to go along with that interception. Cook added 4 solo tackles to go along with the pass defense. Rookie cornerback Trent McDuffie, the first round pick, also contributed with 6 solo tackles, including 1 for loss and 2 passes defensed. All right, now let's talk about the whole rookie class as a group. Number 15, perfect one to end on, right? Number 15, the Chiefs saw 10 rookies take the field in Sunday's AFC Championship game, setting a franchise record for the most rookies to appear in a conference championship game in franchise history in the Super Bowl era dating back to 1966. Of those 10 rookies, 8 were defensive position players seeing action on defense or special teams in the game, topping the previous franchise record of 8 that was set against the Buffalo Bills back on January 1st, 1967. So that is all we've got for this edition of 10 things, which actually ended up being 15 things. But we appreciate everybody for hanging out. I know that's a lot of information. I know we just kind of throw it all at you. There's a ton of other stuff coming out as far as the advanced analytics and a lot of cool just stats and nuggets and things coming out of that game. When the Chiefs go out and play the way they did on both sides of the ball, it's just an unbelievable special performance. I think if you watched any of our post-game content last night, seeing how much love was given to, literally, we just went through the entire roster and gave everybody their flowers, because you could you couldn't name a player who was active in that game against the Bengals who doesn't deserve some sort of credit for something they did to help the Chiefs walk away with that victory in such impressive fashion. And just taking a quick look right now at some of the Pro Football Focus grades. I know Pro Football Focus has sent everybody into a tizzy with the grades between Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow. Don't worry. I will ask Trevor Sikkema about this as he joins me for KCSN Update on every Friday. We've talked about it before with him, but he's very transparent about their system and how it all works. So I will get to that. But Chris Jones, according to Pro Football Focus, 10 quarterback pressures in the game, single-handedly dominating the Bengals. According to this, the Chiefs had 29 quarterback pressures against the Bengals in that game. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but considering how many times they passed it, that's a lot of pressures, everybody. Breaking news. All right. And the highest graded Chiefs player. Pausing for suspense. Marquez Valdes-Scantling with a grade of 89.4 from that game. Absolutely special. I'm going to look one more thing up before we let everyone go. Patrick Mahomes passes 20 yards or more down the field going 3 of 6, which when you look at these numbers, it sounds not great with a 50% completion, but it's actually really good. According to these numbers, throwing the ball 20 yards or more down the field again with that ankle, and then 5 of 7 on passes between 10 and 20 yards down the field. So much made. And we talked about on the network, a lot of short passes, a lot of things around the line of scrimmage ended up not being the case. So anyway, appreciate everybody for hanging out. A lot of good nuggets in there. And we'll have a lot of good conversations coming up on the network here over the next few days with a lot of different people, get their perspective on what this win not only means for the Chiefs, but these players individually and their legacy. And then we'll have an entire week to break down the game against the Philadelphia Eagles. It is going to be a special one. Obviously, the stories with Andy Reid, the Kelce brothers, no shortage of storylines going into this one. And personally, I cannot wait for all the stuff coming out about Andy Reid. I know he doesn't like distractions. I know he doesn't like all that kind of crap, but it's going to be 2 weeks of giving Andy Reid his flowers. And it's going to be special. Can't wait for it. Appreciate everybody for hanging out. Please follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Hit that like and subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. We'll see y'all later.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard and think others would as well. You can find all 6 of our channels at KCSN, covering the Chiefs, the Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou, by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.